I'm Robert Vries of the CEO Show. Welcome to Inside the Brand. This is a weekly show where you will meet the brains behind the greatest brands in the world. Our sponsor of Inside the Brand is EuroRSCG Discovery, a leader in advertising, marketing, and the communications arena. My co-host is Dennis Trajanos, who is at the intersection of executive recruiting and marketing. So now let's kick off and welcome our guests. Hi, this is Robert Vries on the CEO Show portion called Inside the Brand, where we connect you with the brains behind the brand. And we're privileged today to have Glenn Hartman here. How are you, Glenn?
I'm great. It's great to be here.
Glenn is the Global Managing Director of Digital Consulting for Accenture. And we'll introduce our co-host later, but I want to ask you the burning question everyone wants to know. Where is digital today, and where is digital going over the next few years?
Sure, I'd be happy to answer. There's so many things happening in digital. It's constantly evolving. So to try and pinpoint exactly where it is at any given time is difficult. The thing that I think that's most important is to understand some of the core principles that are driving where digital's headed. And for me, it's really more around what I call the not-so-sexy behind-the-scenes parts of digital, which is around analytics, capturing consumer data, understanding how to get more information about people to drive relevant experiences. We found and we know that even with the onslaught of many new channels, mobile, social, new applications, etc., that consumers are really want relevant experiences. The more relevant the experience, the better the outcome. And better the outcome for the consumer and for the marketer. And that's really where things are headed. How do companies drive and develop platforms and marketing programs where they can address relevance at scale? So you can do things, and people are getting good at it with different types of technologies, maybe around a campaign or some episodic communications. But understanding how to really get relevant at scale across all channels and multiple websites.
B2B and B2C the same.
Absolutely. I mean, there are definitely different tactics that you would use in B2B and B2C to some degree, but people are still people. And someone that's making a purchase decision or has brand affinity in their living room will have a lot of the similar motivations as they would in the office. So especially when you're dealing with the online world, figuring out how to engage people, and again, through relevance, is usually your best ticket.
Okay, we have a question from Joyce Faulkner, my co-host from RSCG, EuroRSCG Discovery.
Yes, thank you. IBM just released their CMO global study today, and the headline on it is, it states that 56% of CMOs say they are not fully prepared to be held accountable for marketing return on investment. Would you agree with that assessment? Are you surprised by that?
No, not at all. I'm not sure about the numbers. I haven't read their research, but I would say from a trend standpoint and from what I'm hearing from our clients, that's true. I think it would be different for different industries, per se, in some areas, but the earlier question that we were just talking about the future is there's just so many different things that have to happen to be able to bring that kind of accountability and that kind of measurement across multi-channels.
Right.
And you'll find that even if you are optimizing one channel or another, say you get really good at search and you can understand some of the return on that, but eventually, if you have someone come in through a search keyword term, eventually you have to optimize the landing page and make that work, and then you have to do the same thing that should connect with the website, and then the mobile, and then. So trying to deal with all the systems and all of the enabling technologies and the people processes that have to change to make that happen is a monster undertaking for a CMO.
Right.
And we have a question from my co-host, Dennis Trajanos from the Trajanos Group.
Welcome, Glenn.
Hi, Dennis.
Nice to see you.
You too.
For those of us who are not 100% familiar with what Accenture Interactive does, give us a sense of what Accenture Interactive does today for clients, especially brand marketers, in the area of technology and analytics, and helping to create enduring relationships with consumers.
Sure. Accenture Interactive is a dedicated group within Accenture that focuses pretty much on one thing, And that's driving or helping CMOs and brand managers to drive marketing performance. Getting the way we do that is normally through enabling technologies, people, talent to find ways, again, getting back to this relevance idea, to have marketers and enable them to be able to deliver the right message at the right time to the right consumer, through the right channel, to drive some kind of outcome. So when you think about Accenture Interactive, we really focus on outcomes. And there's so many different parts of the technology capabilities that are out there and services. We have a mix of both. So we offer marketing outsourcing services to our clients to help them manage the people, the processes, and just the execution of all of the things it takes to get a campaign out the door. And at the same time, we have integrated platforms that are usually hosted in the cloud to be able to provide these really end-to-end turnkey solutions to drive that kind of relevance. And what we're finding with our clients is that they're able to finally stop worrying about all of the technology and all of the change management that has to happen. They can outsource some of that to us, and we'll help them build a strategy to focus on what they should be focusing on, which is the consumer and branding and getting people to care about their brand and all the things that they want to be doing rather than execution around technology.
We're on Inside the Brand, and this is brought to you by Euro RSCG Discovery. You'll meet the brains behind the brand. We're here today with Glenn Hartman, and we're talking about relevance. And we have a question from Joyce.
Yes. So I know that your company, you work with many, many industries across. So which industries, besides financial services, let's take them out, okay, which industries right now do you think are really having a hard time developing relevant messages for their consumers or probably need your services more than maybe other industries?
It's an interesting question because I would say there's two types. There's industries that are more, like let's call them early adopter for digital, mm-hmm, and that's something like automotive that have been doing lots of different things, mm-hmm, over time. They're having challenges figuring out what the best mix is and where they should kind of lay their bet, mm-hmm, and also how to operationalize all this stuff at scale. Again, see, the at-scale thing is the killer. If you're an automotive company and you're the OEM and you're trying to brand globally and also enable your dealers to brand locally and drive all these kinds of interactions through all these channels, it's oftentimes that they'll have disparate systems to do all of those things. And being able to bring that technology together and understand the experience, the life cycle of the customer is everything, especially in auto, because it's so much time in between one purchase of a car or another. So understanding how to use the data, is it a person that you can get to know about that likes to have that new car smell all the time? Or are they someone that's going to drive that car until it's got 300,000 miles because they're never going to get a new car until it's actually dead, pretty
right,
much.
Right.
And understanding the patterns in there and how to leverage that, what it means to drive retention or people in for service, is all part of expanding these systems. Now, more specifically to your answer on companies that are having maybe a more difficult time even getting in the game, you look at highly regulated firms, so I'm sure that's why you mentioned financial services.
Right.
But the same thing is true in pharma, mm-hmm, or government as well, where you have so many rules, it's hard to jump into, say, social or mobile in a very aggressive way.
Okay. Well, this is Robert Reese, and we have been listening to Glenn Hartman, who is the Global Managing Director of Digital Consulting for Accenture. What we've heard is everything has to be end-to-end. It's really, for Accenture, it's all about outcomes.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
They're your biggest audience, but if you're mass marketing to them, you might as well be giving your budget to charity. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. The biggest audience isn't the boomers, it's Gen Y and millennials. But you can't reach them with just mass media because they're skipping it. Instead, they're keeping their own company on social media. In fact, half of all Americans aged 12 to 17 are updating their Facebook accounts every day. These consumers are individuals, not a homogeneous group, and each one expects you to know them. Fortunately, one agency does. EuroRSCG Discovery owns the names and demographics on 100 million young Americans, and our segmentation strategies reach the individuals most likely to adopt your brand. So you invest your marketing dollars rather than donating them. To find out more about data-driven youth marketing, go to www.insidethebrand.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of EuroRSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Inside the Brand. Remember to go to insidethebrand.com, and you could listen to any of our shows, as well as if you listen to Inside the Brand After Dark, you could watch video clips of all of the CMOs, CEOs, and top marketers in America.